May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and partakers of the Holy Spirit be with us today. Let us join together in thanksgiving and prayer. Almighty God, dear Heavenly Father, we wish to thank you for all gifts, for the beauty of the summer. We thank you for our independence and this beautiful country, that you have given us the freedom to believe here freely and preach your word. May this freedom be given unto those who does not have this freedom. We thank you for this kingdom where we can be partakers of. We thank you for your protection for these summer services where we can hear your holy word and meet dear friends. We wish to thank you that you have blessed the preparations for services. Please comfort the servants of the word and give them the words of grace so that your children would receive power towards heaven. These we pray on your behalf and on behalf of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Honorable bishops, which are at least five here, dear invited guest, dear service guest from near and far, dear brothers and sisters. On behalf of the SRK, I wish to wish all of you, even to you who are listening through the radio or through the net, welcome to these summer services in Vaasa to hear the everlasting word of God, of which the main The preparation for these services has required years of work. The local ROI here has been responsible, along with other ROIs in the area. There has been a lot of work. During the preparation, there has been a lot of volunteer work done. And also during the services, the work during the services is done by volunteers. We thank you for this work, dear brothers and sisters. We wish to thank the city of Vaasa, the companies in the area, and all organizations that have helped us in preparing these summer services. We thank those landowners who have let us use their land, and they have been very positive towards this occasion. May the Heavenly Father bless all of you. Thank you. Why do we volunteer and sacrifice time and power to organize these services? Where does this power come from in the other work of God's children? The reason is love towards Him who has first loved us and given on to us goodness. The theme of this year in our communications is love. The theme that the greatest is love, a book that was published yesterday. In public, much as in media, there is a lot spoken about media, love. In public, the love that we see in public is different from the love that God's Word speaks. Such love, it is awful, often very surface, on a surface, and it's individualism. It is different than the love of God, or God's love. God has given in His Word a commandment of love that Jesus follows, that love the Lord God through your whole heart and soul and all understanding, and love your neighbor as yourself. Such love is helping another person, loving the elders, no matter what their faith. Jesus taught that all people are close to us, and that our enemy shall also be loved. The deepest love that Jesus taught to His own in His farewell speech before He went to heaven, I give unto you a new commandment, that love each other as I have loved you. Love one another. This teaching of this love that was taught to the disciples is the greatest love possible. The apostle writes in this way: we know love that Jesus gave His life on our behalf. Therefore, we must also be ready to give our life on behalf of our brother. This love, which is not natural from our sinful self, but it has flowed through the Holy Spirit into our hearts. According to Paul, the first and largest fruit of faith is love. Love towards each other, towards the congregation and the body of Christ. The enemy of soul works to break this love and tries to get us to fall into sin. We are given power and weapons to fight against the enemy of the soul. And this is the gospel. The gospel of the kingdom that Jesus also preached or proclaimed. This is why we have come here. That is why, in the beginning, I wish to say, you who are tried and tempted or seeking peace, that your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. Come, join us, and be partakers of this grace. All of you are our gifts, are our visitors.